On today's show, we are going through the week one viewing guide for the 2025 college football season and maybe a few news tidbits.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Can you believe it?
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. This is a college football podcast, but I am at Gary WCE. You know, one of these days I'll just hit all of that exactly right. But today was not one of them. So it is what it is. We got the picks videos up on YouTube, so if you've not already subscribed there, please go ahead and do that, and, you know, watch the videos, give them a like, all that good stuff. I would certainly appreciate that. Things are going well thus far as the independent venture is concerned, and I'm just bouncing around all over the place. Got all kind of things going on. Supposed to be doing Three Dog Thursday with TJ tonight. I don't know exactly how I'm going to fit that in, but we're going to figure it out, and then we'll go from there. We will see exactly what this looks like. Good stuff all around. Good stuff. We'll see if we get Three Dog Thursday in or not. But by God, I'm going to try. I am so going to try. Putting out official picks over at bettingcfb.com later this week. Got an official play that is going up today. Now that we've got more information. I used to try and make my picks early in the week. Some of these are going to come later in the week now, especially as we get closer to week one, where we're trying to figure out exactly who's playing, who's looking right, etc. But I will have one out here probably before you listen to this. I will certainly say that. Let's see. A little bit of news today. The CW announced that they are going to partner with the Pac-12 media rights. And so that means CBS, CBS Sports Network, and the CW for the 9 schools that will comprise the Pac-12. And Gary Parrish brought up today something interesting and said, you know, maybe rebrand the CW, because the CW sounds small, but it's a national network. So maybe rebrand this thing, make it sound like a bigger deal. Because, it's available with rabbit ears and whatnot. Like, you can get it anywhere. It's free OTA television, over-the-air television. Just like CBS, NBC, Fox Sports, you know, whatever. ABC, I guess. That would be the fourth. You know, I tend to agree with that. It does sound less than. It's when SEC fans used to make fun of the JP game. You know, JP game was the 11 a.m. game. Well, now 11 a.m. is like an actual spot. But SEC fans hated it. The three Daves were on the call. It was brutal. But now it's a little different. 11 a.m. is a good time slot. Don't know how we got to that point. I think just any time of day. Saturdays are the best. Saturdays in the fall are the best days of the week. It's so good. And how exciting is it that we're going to have like 70-something degree weather on Saturday at the end of August? I mean, what is this? So I'm pretty stoked about it. Seems like things are definitely good. Things are good. Interesting news nugget from the AD at Maryland. And this is not a surprise if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, but somebody asked, how many teams do you think will be, or what do you think the Big Ten will look like by 2030? And he told him 20 teams. So the Big Ten is currently at 18. Anybody that thought realignment was done, you're just incorrect. Andy and Ari had a good conversation about this with Brett McMurphy. And they talked about all the different potential options for the Big Ten and what everything would look like. And, you know, and the fact that it's the Maryland AD saying, you know, the Big Ten will be at 20 teams. That's a bit of wish casting, obviously, because the other option is schools like Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, etc., all decide that, you know, we can do this without. Like we don't have to have Vanderbilt and Northwestern and Maryland and Kentucky and whatever. Like we can do this just ourselves. We don't have to have all these other teams. And my guess would be, you know, LSU, Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas A&M, all those, and they will leave teams like Arkansas and Missouri and Mississippi State, etc., behind. Florida would probably be in that. Tennessee would be in that. You know, you get the point. So we'd probably be looking at like 24 teams for a Super League. But what you're hopeful for, if you're an AD like Maryland, is that we keep these two things separate, and we've got the Big Ten and the SEC, and you got 20 teams in the Big Ten, and you got 20 teams in the SEC, and then you go from there. So Andy and Ari and Brett McMurphy talked for a little while about, I believe, they talked about potential options. And, you know, the big fish here are North Carolina and Virginia. Those are the ones that both conferences really want. The SEC doesn't really want Florida State or Clemson because they've already got footholds with the, you know, the state university in those two states. So the ACC has Clemson, but the SEC has the University of South Carolina. Florida State is in the ACC, but the SEC's already got the University of Florida. So would the Big Ten go after Miami? Would they go after Florida State? You know, you probably need a foothold in Florida if you're going to be a national conference. You've already got the West Coast covered. You've already got some of the East Coast covered. Probably need to get down to Florida. That's a huge, huge state. Probably need to go into Texas somewhere. Who you would want to take from Texas that's left, I have no idea, because the SEC has A&M and the Longhorns. But, you know, the guess is that the SEC gets North Carolina and Virginia.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And, you know, probably the Big Ten takes Florida State and Clemson. And then the SEC would have 18. The Big Ten would have 20. So if the SEC was going to move up to 20, they would have to go get two more. They did talk about the possibility of some Big 12 schools as well. But we won't hash those out. Let's jump into... Let's see. Let's jump into our viewing guide, and we'll do a short one this week. But these are going to be fun. We'll start off on Thursday. Basically, I've got three screens that I watch during football season. So I've got a main screen, and then I've got two secondary screens. My main screen will start off with Boise State at South Florida, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 4:30 Central God's time zone, on ESPN. And then my secondary screen, probably going to have ACC Network at 6 p.m. Central with East Carolina and NC State. And then I'm going to wait just a little bit, and I'm going to get... I'll probably toss Ohio at Rutgers on there for a little bit. But Buffalo at Minnesota is going to be fun, and then my main screen is going to switch over to Nebraska at Cincinnati, or against Cincinnati. So, fun games. I'm excited about all of these. Buffalo at Minnesota, I spoke on that one a little bit. Miami at Wisconsin, I spoke on that one a little bit. I mean, these are good games. There's a lot of FCS versus FBS competition on Thursday. I mean, a ton. Jacksonville State at UCF could be interesting. But, you know, Jacksonville State lost so much. UCF, the grand opening of the Scott Frost era, part deux. What is that going to look like? Where are we going with that? So I think the highlight of Thursday night, probably Nebraska and Cincinnati, although Boise and South Florida could be interesting. That could be interesting. So something to pay attention to on that one. On Friday night, Auburn at Baylor, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on Fox is probably going to be on my main screen because I want to see all the hype about this Auburn team. I know what I'm going to get from Sauger Robertson. Baylor's offense, I think, is going to click. So, yeah, that's what I'm going with there. My second screen, probably Georgia Tech at Colorado. Again, like, if you saw the pick show on YouTube or here on the podcast, I think a little more highly of Colorado than most people. Everybody's got an opinion on Colorado, and it drives me insane because, oh, they don't have Travis and Shadur anymore. Like, well... Yeah, but if you look at their recruiting rankings and, you know, exactly what they've built there, like, do I think Caden Salter is as good a quarterback as Haynes King? No. But I do think that there is a world where Colorado has significantly improved on the offensive and defensive lines. And if that's the case, then, I mean, we could see some really interesting football there. Third screen, you know, App State at Charlotte, maybe. That one's going to be at the NFL stadium. Tarleton at Army is interesting because Tarleton, I mean, they've had quite a bit of love in the FCS National Championship market. And, you know, I've got some connections to Tarleton. So I'm curious. I know that they've got a whole cavalcade of people that will be in West Point for this ball game. I don't think they expect to win. But that line is a little shorter than you would think. And if that's the case, you know, that's an interesting spot. Army loses a lot from last year. Bryson Daly no longer there. Going to be interesting to see exactly what Army is able to do. Western Michigan at Michigan State. That one's at 6 p.m. East, or excuse me, 6 p.m. Central. That's an interesting spot. Michigan State should destroy them. Should not be a problem. But Western Michigan got some guys back. That is an in-state thing. It's not Central Michigan. Central Michigan is actually playing at San Jose State on FS1 at 9:30 p.m. Central Time. And that could be a fun game as well. I think my main screen is going to be Auburn and Baylor until that's done, and then I'm going to switch it over to UNLV and Sam Houston. That's what I want to see. I want to see what Dan Mullen's got going on in week two. Or I guess week one, with his second game of the year. How much of a fluke was the Idaho State game? Like, did the players really just not give a rip at all? Because that's kind of what I'm chalking this up to. I'm never going to take away too much from week zero, especially against an FCS opponent that you're favored by 30. So we'll see. Sam Houston actually played a real game. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. But main screen on Friday night, Auburn at Baylor, Hugh Freeze. That skill talent is absolutely absurd for Auburn. They have spent well in the portal. The offensive line is awesome. Defensive line, they've got some massive pieces. But I like the Baylor quarterback, and I like what Dave Aranda has built there culturally. I think that's going to be a really, really fun ball game in Waco. Auburn needs to win. I think Auburn needs that win more than Baylor does. Baylor has SMU in week two. Auburn's still got to deal with the SEC schedule, and it is a brutal one. Absolutely brutal. All right, now we'll get into the Saturday slate. And we got some fun stuff, right? Texas at Ohio State, that's probably going to be the main screen. I think that's the main screen for everybody. But there's a lot going on early. Northwestern at Tulane, ESPNU, that one's 11 a.m. Central. I mean, I'm interested in that from a lot of different perspectives. Like, I think Northwestern's going to win the game. My numbers don't say that, but, you know, Preston Stone, what he's doing there, I've already broken it down, obviously, on the YouTube channel, but, yeah, I'm excited about that one. I want to see whether or not Tulane rolls with Jake Retzlaff or if Brennan Sullivan is going to be the starting quarterback. Brennan Sullivan, of course, used to be at Northwestern just last year. Mississippi State at Southern Miss. I think Mississippi State has a pretty decent roster, and I think they're significantly more talented. They should handle Southern Miss. But it is Charles Huff. He's been known to sneak up and get a guy or two. I like the fact that this one's at 11 a.m. Central for the Bulldogs' sake. And then, of course, Syracuse and Tennessee. Joey Aguilar, what is that bunch going to look like? Who knows? The Mississippi State, Southern Miss, and the Toledo-Kentucky games are kind of one and the same. Like, I think Kentucky is just so much better on the line of scrimmage. They should absolutely house Toledo. Like, I talked about it before, but, like, everybody remembers, though, Toledo beat Mississippi State last year on the road. Like, this is one of those spots where they could sneak up and get them. It's like, guys, Kentucky was putrid last year, and they beat the MAC champs, Ohio, 41-6. Just a complete beating. So I kind of expect the same thing. That Stoops handles these non-conference games. Absolutely handles them. Moving into the afternoon slot, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, Alabama at Florida State. The last three times Alabama has been to the state of Florida, they have not played well. They didn't play well in the rain, and there is a chance of thunderstorms. Tim Keenan III is out, or not out, but not probable. Apparently got dinged up with an ankle in practice. And he is just about their only size on the defensive line. And Kane Womack wants to run a 3-3-5. You know what combats a 3-3-5? Exactly what Gus Malzahn runs. Five offensive linemen that all weigh over 310 pounds, and they're all seniors, and they all know what they're supposed to be doing. And a running quarterback. I think Alabama's going to have trouble getting Florida State off the field. So we'll see what happens there. But that one's the 3:30 p.m. Central Time game. And there's not much else on at that time. Penn State, Nevada, Marshall, Georgia, Old Dominion, Indiana, I mean, it's just a bunch of nothing. Temple and UMass, I mean, that comes on at what time? Same time. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of FCS, FBS games that are going on at that time. So we'll see. We'll see what that all looks like. Moving into the night slate, you got a little more interesting stuff. LSU at Clemson. You got a lot of experience on these teams. A lot of experience. So, yeah, I'm excited about this. I want to see Nussmeier against Klubnik. I want to see how that LSU defensive line looks. I want to see about this reshaped, redone LSU offensive line. Like, I want to see if Clemson is absolutely for real or if they are a joke. Not a joke, but you get the point. Like, are they real or are they not? Like, Death Valley at night, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. But then you, like, maybe the other best games that you got that night are Georgia State at Ole Miss. That's a 35-point line. UTSA at Texas A&M. That's a 24.5-point line. There's just not a lot on the schedule for the evening slate aside from LSU-Clemson. But then you get into the late night, and you got some fun ones. Utah at UCLA on Fox. That one kicks off at 10 p.m. Eastern. Or sorry, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. Good Lord. They're really starting these things late. Cal at Oregon State. That one's 9:30 p.m. Central on ESPN. Georgia Southern at Fresno. That one's pretty awesome. I mean, I'm excited about a lot of these. Colorado State, Washington. Let's see what that looks like. Because I'm not buying into the Colorado State stuff. Yeah, Saturday, once you get through that early part, there ain't a whole lot on that schedule. Ain't a whole lot there. So we move to Sunday, and there's only two games on Sunday. 2 p.m. Central Time in Atlanta. You got Virginia Tech against South Carolina. Beamer ball. Storylines all over the creation on that one. But also, you know, because Shane Beamer is the son of Frank Beamer. Shane Beamer is the head coach of South Carolina. Frank Beamer used to be the head coach, longtime head coach at Virginia Tech, winning his head coach in VT history. All that fun stuff. Brent Pry really needs a good year. That's like a 7.5-point spread. People are kind of down on South Carolina. I think they still got plenty of talent. I think they're going to be fine. But I am curious to see, you know, what does Kyren Drones look like now that he's, you know, been healthy for a little while? I want to see that. I want to see the South Carolina defense after they lost so many pieces to the NFL last year. I want to see what Lenore Sellers looks like. Because he is, he's been dubbed the next coming. We'll see if it's legit or not. But, I mean, there's people that have him as high as, like, the first overall NFL draft pick this coming year. Like, when you watched him last year, did you see number one overall draft pick? Or did you just see, like I saw Anthony Richardson. Now, Anthony Richardson went number four in the NFL draft. But it was all based on potential. There was no proof. You know, at least with Sellers, we get another year. Richardson started one season. That was it. Sellers started all of last year, basically. He had a little injury bug for a minute. But aside from that, we at least get to see it. So I'm excited about that. And then the night slate, of course, for Sunday evening, Notre Dame at Miami. This one's going to be fun. I think people underestimate sometimes how important it is to have a good, experienced quarterback. Notre Dame does not have that. They got two guys that have never played, Kenny Minchie and CJ Carr. And I know, like, I know. But what I'm saying is they basically have no experience in the college game. And now they are going to be on the road dealing with a Miami defensive line that is ferocious. And I want to know what the Notre Dame defense looks like. When Chris Ash came in, did he change anything? Or is it still going to be this Al Golden, you know, is it going to be exactly what they had last year? Where next man up mentality, defense is still really, really good. What is that going to look like? You know, you want to see Carson Beck. What does he look like in a Miami uniform? Does he have the pieces to throw to? Is he worth the $4 million price tag? Like, there's there's a lot of questions. So, I do trust Miami in the spot, which is, you know, famous last words, but I think it's going to be rocking in South Beach. TCU at North Carolina on Monday night. That one's 7 p.m. Central Time. The debut of Bill Belichick. Obviously, you want to see what that's going to look like. They announced that Gio Lopez is going to be the starting quarterback. Gracious. I'm excited about it. I love Gio Lopez at South Alabama. Like, I thought he was great. What does he look like in this kind of an offense? Not just this kind of an offense, but what does he look like in a Bill Belichick offense? What does Bill Belichick decide to do? Does he stick with only pro-style stuff? Or does he, you know, does he decide to switch it up a bit? Does he go more RPO? Does he go more, you know, what does Bill Belichick want to do with his offense? And then TCU, I want to see if Josh Hoover and whatnot is, I mean, I think they've got all the pieces to be an absolute player in the Big 12 this year. Won 9 games last year. Nobody even talked about him. Like, Sonny Dykes really got that thing turned around. There are some TCU fans that are just completely out on Sonny Dykes because he hired a Briles. You know, he's got Kendall as his offense coordinator. But the offense is clicking. You know, we'll see. There just seems to be a lot of malaise over that TCU program, at least from their own fans. So I'm curious. You know, it just feels different listening to them. Just feels different. So I'm curious if they're going to be as hyped up if they have another magical run. I don't think they're going to, you know, make it to the national championship or anything like that. But I do think they can be very good. So that's, you know, we've got some intriguing football in basically every window. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up. You guys have been absolutely fantastic for listening. Don't forget Three Dog Thursday. Don't forget all the other videos on the channel, all of my picks videos, all that good stuff. I've got official plays that will be out later this week on bettingcfb.com. And over at bettingcfb.com, I'm going to start making my super contest picks. Those have to be in before 5 p.m. on Friday, so I will make sure that they are in probably by noon on Fridays. But the way the contest works, you got to make 7 picks against the spread using the super contest lines. And those come out on Wednesdays, I believe. So you got 2 days, get those things in, and I'll be putting mine out on Betting CFB, and we will see exactly what they look like. So I'm excited about this season. Hopefully you are as well. Week 1 is here, baby. Let's get to this thing. All right. With that said, don't forget to check out our sponsors as well. I would certainly appreciate that. Stochastic, Fiverr, Ticket Smarter, Ghost Leaves, all that good stuff. And of course, you want to support the show, bettingcfb.com. Leave a nice 5-star review. You guys get, y'all know what to do. They tell you as a creator, you're supposed to remind everybody. But like, I trust you guys. You know what you're doing. So we're almost to 100 5-star reviews, and that's a goal that I've got set for this year. So if you would, leave a nice podcast review, and that would help me out. All right, with that said, take care of yourself, take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app, and make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE, and the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.